With Montana News, I'm Rachel Kramer. Voters head to the polls starting at 7 a.m. tomorrow to decide a nationally watched congressional election. It comes amid uncertainty in Washington over President Donald Trump's agenda and his handling of the country's affairs. The flow of big money in the race portends an epic battle at the ballot box. Republican groups are pouring cash into the state to help Greg Gianforte retain the state's only U.S. House seat for his party. Democrat Rob Quist is rallying progressives, attempting to push back against last fall's GOP tide. The wild card is Libertarian Mark Wicks, who could upend the political ambitions of his competitors. In a last-minute turn, local authorities are investigating robocalls reportedly made by Trump and Vice President Mike Pence on behalf of Gianforte. Pre-recorded campaign calls are illegal in Montana, but local authorities tell MTPR they don't have jurisdiction over calls made for federal election races. The University of Montana has offered early retirement incentives to 48 tenured faculty members age 65 and older in an effort to save money. The faculty members have until May 31st to decide if they'll accept the offer, which includes receiving 50% of their salary this school year. Their last day of work would be July 17th. The Montana legislature appropriated $2 million for buyouts, which would cover the 48 offers. Kevin McRae, spokesman for the Office of the Commissioner of Higher Education, says that if not all of the faculty members accept the offer, the university will look at other options. UM estimates it needs to cut 80 to 100 faculty positions to reduce personnel expenses from 80% of the budget closer to the norm of 72%. Some Montanans are getting phone calls with pre-recorded messages from President Donald Trump and others, urging them to vote for Republican U.S. House candidate Greg Gianforte. So-called robocalls are prohibited by state law, but Corin Cates Carney reports that whether these calls are strictly illegal is hard to sort out.
The Republican National Committee is paying for robocalls by President Donald Trump, according to a report from CNN. This audio is available on CNN's website.
So you have to get to the polls tomorrow to vote for my friend, Republican Greg Gianforte, for Congress. He's a wonderful guy. He knows how to win. He's going to win for you.
Montana state law prohibits robocalls. However, they're legal if a live operator first receives permission from a listener to play an automated message. Local authorities have received complaints about automated calls, but Montana's Commissioner of Political Practices and the Lewis and Clark County Attorney tell MTPR that because this is a federal race, they believe jurisdiction lies with the Federal Election Commission. Federal law allows promotion of candidates by outside groups without a candidate's approval, as long as a group discloses information about themselves, including who pays for them, their address, and phone number or website. The Trump automated call disclosed this required information. The Washington Post also reports Vice President Mike Pence and Milwaukee County Sheriff David Clark have recorded automated calls and messages encouraging Montanans to vote Republican. I'm Corin Cates Carney, Montana Public Radio.
The city of Billings has been granted a third year to host the NAIA Division I Women's Basketball National Tournament. Rocky Mountain College and Visit Billings hosted the tournament in March as part of a two-year contract. The NAIA extended the contract for a third year based on the success of the 2017 tournament. The extended contract will allow a local event planning committee to offer two-year sponsorship agreements. I'm Rachel Kramer.
I'm Matt Blois. The U.S. Department of Education will now reconsider the University of Montana's grant application for a low-income college prep program. UM's application for Upward Bound requested just under $2 million to fund the program for 75 students from this year through 2022. But it was rejected because of a technicality. One page was single-spaced instead of double-spaced. That caught the attention of Montana Senior Senator John Tester.
It was disbelief. I mean, really, government at its worst.
77 applications from other universities were rejected for similar technicalities. The move drew bipartisan criticism. Republican Senator Steve Daines signed a letter of support for UM's Upward Bound program. The U.S. Department of Education can now reconsider those applications. That's because Congress included an additional $50 million in funding for such programs in a spending bill passed earlier this month. Tester says it took some pressure to make Education Secretary Betsy DeVos see the light.
We also dropped in a bill that would take $500,000 from a personal office budget every week that refuses to consider the University of Montana's Upward Bound application.
The measure never got a hearing, but according to Tester, it gained some steam in Congress, and he thinks it caught DeVos's attention. It's important to note the Education Department will only reconsider the grant applications. there's no guarantee that those applications will be approved. The director of UM's Upward Bound program could not be reached for comment. Law enforcement is responding at this hour to a building on Discovery Drive south of Bozeman, where a national political reporter alleged he had been assaulted, according to reports by the Bozeman Daily Chronicle. The reporter, Ben Jacobs of The Guardian, claimed on Twitter that he was assaulted by Republican U.S. House candidate Greg Gianforte. Jacob tweets, quote, "Greg Gianforte just body slammed me and broke my glasses." The Chronicle reports Jacobs was being evaluated in an ambulance at the scene. Gianforte was sitting in a vehicle nearby and had been speaking with Gallatin County deputies earlier. He left the scene shortly before 6 p.m. without speaking to reporters. The Hyalite Fire Department has told the Chronicle that one person was taken from the scene to Bozeman Health Deaconess Hospital. MTPR has reached out to Gianforte's press office and is awaiting a response.
I'm Rachel Kramer. Two federal scoping meetings are scheduled to help shape future management options for the National Bison Range at Moise. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service is updating the Bison Range's Comprehensive Conservation Plan and accompanying Environmental Impact Statement. Both will outline management goals for the next 15 years. FWS's first scoping meeting will be held June 6th at Polson's Red Line Ridgewater Inn. The second meeting is at the Kalispell Public Library on June 7th. Both run from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. More details can be found at mtpr.org. Earlier this month, Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke announced management of the National Bison Range will remain in the federal government's hands. Last year, the Obama administration proposed handing over management of the range to the Bureau of Indian Affairs. The BIA would then transfer local control to the Confederated Salish and Kootenai tribes. Zinke says the FWS will consider a range of options that includes opportunities for the tribes to participate in management of the bison range. I'm Rachel Kramer, Montana Public Radio.